Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Rob and I are going to do a little bit of a different kind of draft today. The Chiefs this weekend, they play Ja'Marr Chase. They play one of the better wide receivers in the National Football League. We are going to try to create our perfect wide receiver. The only rule is, so there are five categories. I guess there's two rules. There's five categories: route running, hands, speed, durability, and jump ball. If Rob takes Tyreek Hill's speed, Tyreek Hill, any other attributes are off the board. So he can't have Tyreek Hill's speed and then I have Tyreek Hill route running. No. Once a wide receiver's attribute is taken, they are off the board. That is it. You can't use them again. So there are five categories here: route running, hands, speed, durability, and jump ball. We will try to see if we can create the perfect wide receiver. Rob has said that I can go first in this draft. I don't know why he would give me the advantage. Maybe it's because he thinks since we're not doing running backs, he knows what he's talking about. You guys hear him talk every day on this show. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Hit me with some music. This is easy. With the number one overall pick, I'm going to take the speed of Tyreek Hill. That's my 4-1. That might be the best trait of any player in the National Football League from a physical perspective. Yeah, this is easy. See, give me Tyreek Hill's speed. You know what? You could give me Sky Moore's hands with Tyreek Hill's speed. I'll figure out a way to make it work. We're just running jet sweeps, baby. We're running end of rounds. We're running screen plays, baby. Speed, Tyreek Hill, off the board, number one.
I mean, there's a lot of fast wideouts in the league.
There ain't nobody like him.
There's a lot of fast wideouts in the league. You know what the key to being a great wideout in the league is? Route running. I'll be taking Cooper Kupp route running with the first overall pick. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's a Super Bowl MVP route runner out there.
No, it just made me laugh. It was funny to me. That's the number one. Okay, all right. All right, so we're doing
wrong. Route running, valuable.
No, you're perfectly fine. So right now we are creating our perfect wide receiver. We're doing a draft. Route running, hands, speed, durability, and jump ball. Once you take that player attribute, that player is off the board. I have the speed of Tyreek Hill. This is easy. One-on-one, jump ball. Give me Ja'Marr Chase. You're going to give me, I can run past you with Tyreek Hill. And on a 50-50 ball, it's not a 50-50 ball. I'm going to come down with it 70% of the time. I'm taking jump ball, Ja'Marr Chase.
That's a really good pick. I'm not going to lie to you.
I can't believe you gave me the number one overall pick.
It's a great pick.
I might create the greatest player ever seen.
I'm going to stick jump ball. Now, when I hear jump ball, I think contest. Now, I'm going to wait on that. You know what?
You're scrambling on the fourth pick?
I was literally on the brink.
You're scrambling on the fourth pick?
I was on the brink of taking Ja'Marr Chase hands, but screw it.
Wow.
I'll take the hands of Justin Jefferson.
I was going to go Justin Jefferson route running next. I was going to take him. All right, you got JJ.
Screwed me.
No, you got JJ.
Different LSU player, still great.
That's perfectly fine. I get it. All right, I actually feel really good here. Route running. I'm going to take Davante Adams. I'm going to take the route running of Davante Adams to create the perfect wide receiver. So right now I have Tyreek Hill's speed. I have the jump ball ability of Ja'Marr Chase. And route running, I have Davante Adams. I feel very good about the team I have created so far. What do you have, Rob? Update the people and then make your next selection.
I have only made two picks, but my two picks I feel pretty good about. I have the route running of Cooper Kupp, and I have the hands of Justin Jefferson. I will next take the speed of Xavier Worthy. Who, by the way, is the fastest wide receiver in the NFL?
Okay, let's calm down.
Don't they measure this at the Combine in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Isn't that why they do that? Isn't that why people like Bink and Uno Cero and Character Concerns get all hot and bothered? They run in a straight line? No one's done it faster or better than Xavier Worthy.
Okay.
Who cares that he's 112 pounds soaking wet? The question was speed.
What's his nickname? Does he have one?
X.
So he Twitter. That's what you just called him.
You know what he's doing, dude? Give it to you. Because X gonna give it to you.
Just imagine how fast you gotta be for people to call you the cheetah and no one questions that they call you the cheetah. It's not like when you call him cheetah, like, I don't know. No, we know. Someone made a good point. We should give you the snake draft. You know what? Since I have had the third and the fourth pick or whatever it is, I'll give you these next two picks. I apologize for snaking you. Thank you, text line, for pointing that out. I will give you the first pick on the next two remaining, so go ahead and take your pick.
Contested catch, George Pickens. We're calling it jump ball, but all the numbers, 33rd team, NFL analytics, PFF, you pick your advanced metric, you pick your nerd core stats. You know what they say? George Pickens is great when he's one-on-one. George Pickens probably should have been a Kansas City Chief, but you know what? We got Sky Moore instead. That's better. A lot of people are saying Sky Moore is better. George Pickens is my contested catch jump ball guy.
Well, I'm telling you, then your wide receiver is going to have an issue in week four because he's not going to be getting the ball enough. We already know him.
Hold on, I will be feeding this guy the rock.
No, that's fair.
If we're going to say we get the personality, you're taking a guy who was arrested last week in the top overall pick.
Tyreek Hill plays better when there's controversy around him. Think about it. Whenever we think that Tyreek Hill is doing something wrong off the field, that's when he's the best. That's when I'm getting the best version of Tyreek Hill. This one, you know what? I'm going to go a little bit off the board here with durability. I'm going to take Mike Evans. I'm going to take Mike Evans' durability, who is not a Hall of Famer, by the way. Let me at least go ahead and make that point very clear about Mike Evans.
Disagreed.
Mike Evans has been doing this for a long time, man. He's been doing this at a high level for a long time, and you know that Mike Evans is going to play almost each and every week. He got in the league in 2014, and he's still one of the top receivers in 2023. It's at the point now that players he used to play with, they're on television and podcasters, and he's still balling out. So durability, it's very, very clear to me. It's Mike Evans. Mike Evans has the best durability of any wide receiver in the league. I'm taking him.
With my final pick, I'm also on durability. I'm taking the durability of Amari Cooper. Now, he's not Mike Evans. He's not the Iron Man. But only twice in his NFL career has he come up short. Amari Cooper durability. He's a standard in the league. 15, 16, 17 games, year in, year out. The only time he didn't, he got traded.
Okay.
Also, Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer. Good job getting a Hall of Famer.
I'm taking Amon-Ra St. Brown for hands.
That's a good pick.
Taking Amon-Ra. I was thinking about going Amon-Ra for route running, too, because I think he's an absolute dog in that category, too. But you know what? Just to round things out for hands, I'm going to take Amon-Ra St. Brown. So let me let you know what I have. This is my perfect wide receiver. You guys text in 913-586-7965. You also can comment on Twitch or YouTube or wherever you're watching this at and let us know who you think has the better wide receiver. For route running, I have Davante Adams. For hands, I have Amon-Ra St. Brown. For speed, I have Tyreek Hill. Durability, Mike Evans. Jump ball, contested catch, however you want to call it, I got Ja'Marr Chase. You cannot duplicate picks. Rob, let people know who you have. Who's your perfect wide receiver?
I have the route running of Cooper Kupp. I have the hands of Justin Jefferson. I have the speed of Xavier Worthy, the durability of Amari Cooper, and the jump ball, contested catch, whatever you want to call it, of should have been Chief George Pickens.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, you guys should redo this draft, but now try to take the worst possible wide receiver. Oh, he just got picked up by the Browns. Kadarius Toney. Terrible at durability, terrible at hands, terrible at contested catch. I've already seen the worst wide receiver in the league.
But hold on, he's an elite SoundCloud rapper.
No, he is not an elite SoundCloud rapper. He doesn't have a perfect timing.
You know what he's great at? Instagram. That's where he thrives, Instagram during Super Bowl week.
When I think about it, Kadarius Toney made Darren Waller sound like Nas. Now that I go back and I really think about it, just an absolute embarrassing time. That's what it was, an embarrassing time in Chiefs history. Someone said, I can't believe no one used CD for anything. What Which one of these categories do you think CeeDee Lamb is the best at? And I like CeeDee Lamb. I think this exercise really goes to show you how deep this position is. Like, you could have taken CeeDee Lamb, but then you're leaving off Amon-Ra St. Brown. You're leaving off Mike Evans. That just really goes to show you how the top, this is the deepest position in the National Football League.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.